Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Smart Marketing for Small Business, the show where we try to help you work smarter, be a smarter marketer, outthink your competition without outspending them. And we do this through a variety of different ways. Guests that we have from time to time on the show, and definitely they are fantastic for learning something new all the time. But tonight we don't have a guest. You're going to just have to listen to me. And I'm Leslie Wolf. I am the CEO of the Smart Marketing Group in Philadelphia and host of this show for the last 3 years. And we have some other things that I think can benefit you before we get into the subject matter tonight. And let me briefly just talk about the subject matter. We're going to talk about leadership. It seems to be a hot topic with the politics that are going on. So it's also a subject we should be looking at as relates to running a business. But keep in mind we have some other things that can benefit you. We have 4 LinkedIn groups that we encourage you to participate in. Start conversations, start discussions, participate in them. And they are Smart Marketing for Small Business, the same as the radio show. There is Creative Thinkers Forum, the idea that you can be creative, and you can definitely be creative. And we look for you to share your ideas and to learn from others. At the same time, there is the Celebrities for Marketing, and that is the way to use celebrities. And you can actually afford celebrities. You don't always have to think of megabuck situations with celebrities. There's a lot of other ways to approach it. And we have the fearless marketer. And that is the person who isn't willing to just mimic what others do, but is willing to step up and step outside the box and be a little bit more creative, a little more daring, without being careless, without being a high-risk situation. But, you know, there's the thing out there, you've heard me talk about it before, what I call the Wolf's Rule of Business Opportunity. And that is simply, if you look at every business out there, they tend to operate the same as everyone else within their industry. And when you see that, especially within your industry, you take a look at the similarities and the sameness factors, examine them closely, and what you will find are untapped, unfulfilled, overlooked opportunities. Because people have a tendency to want to mimic the leader, mimic the leader of the group. The only problem with this, and here comes a quote I've used often, when you follow the crowd will not follow you. You have to be someone who is delivering something of value to them, not just mimicking what others do. Now, if you also go up to our website, Smart Marketing Group. You can go to our advisory service link and click that on and get an idea of looking at our advisory time block program. That is a program designed to help people who want to address marketing and management issues but don't want to get into a retainer relationship. So we structured a program that's very simple. You basically buy a block of time. It can be as little as 1 hour, it can be as many hours as you want. But they're good for 12 months. And they can be used either as email, phone, consultation, or in some situations if you want to have someone on site. In addition to the fact, we provide executive coaching, marketing strategy, creative tactics, and I love getting out and giving speeches and running workshops. So if you want to reach us for any of that information at the same time, then write this down, our email address, marketingsmartly@aol.com. We also want to hear from you. What topics would you like us to discuss? What things would you like to see us focus on? Or do you have something that you feel you can contribute? Perhaps you'd like to be a guest on the show. And if so, reach out to us at marketingsmartly@aol.com. You also can go up to our blog, smartmarketingmoves.com, and contribute your ideas there as well to learn from what others have done. All right, let's move on. Let's talk about leadership. Now, leadership is an interesting subject, especially with what is going on in politics today. And there are certain basic fundamentals and principles of leadership, of what leaders have to have in order to have success, in particular in business. We won't get into the politics of the day, but we'll talk about leadership as it relates to business. And there's a lot of things out there that I think you can benefit from. But let's talk about some of the ways you can contribute. One of the most important contributions psychology has made for the field of business has been in determining the key traits of acknowledged leaders. You know, psychological tests have been used again and again, to determine what characteristics are most commonly noted among successful leaders. So get out your pen, your pad, your notepad, your iPad, because you're going to take notes. Because this list of characteristics, can be used for developmental purposes to help people that you're managing, or if you are as a manager, to gain insight and help others develop their leadership skills. The increasing rate of change in the business environment is a major factor in this new emphasis on leadership. Whereas in the past managers were expected to maintain the status quo in order to move ahead, new forces in the marketplace have made it necessary to expand this rather narrow focus. The new leaders of tomorrow have to be visionary. They have to be both learners and teachers. Not only do they foresee paradigm changes in society, they also have to have a strong sense of ethics and work to build integrity in their organizations. Pioneers in the field of personality assessment have developed things in the 50s, early 50s, a thing called the Leadership Potential Equation. This equation, which was based on a study of military leaders, is used today to determine the traits which characterize an effective leader. The traits of an effective leader include the following. Now, take notes. Emotional stability. Good leaders must be able to tolerate frustration and stress. Overall, they must be well-adjusted and have the psychological maturity. Let me rephrase that again, or say that again. Maturity, psychological maturity, to deal with anything they are required to face. Maturity comes with experience. And experience is the hardest kind of teacher because it gives you the test first and the lesson afterwards. So it is very important that as you are learning by doing, that you have emotional stability. Dominance is another point. Leaders are often competitive, decisive, and usually enjoy overcoming obstacles. They like a challenge. And overall, they are assertive in their thinking, their thinking style, as well as their attitude in dealing with others. It isn't being a bossy person. It is being able to motivate people. Enthusiasm. Leaders are usually seen as active, expressive, and energetic. They're often very optimistic and open to change. And let me repeat that because that's very important. You have to be optimistic, not a negative personality. And you have to be open to change. One of the rules I call the principles of smart marketing is to be open to change because change is constant and the odds are your competition isn't open to change. And that gives you an advantage. So that's one of the things that you want to look into. Enthusiastic leaders are generally quick and alert and tend to be somewhat uninhibited. They're not locked in by walls. And this is where creativity comes in and is so important. All right, let's take another characteristic that we want to look at. Conscientiousness. Leaders are often dominated by a sense of duty and tend to be very exacting in character. You know, they usually do have a very high standard of excellence and an inward desire to do their best. But they also have a need for order and tend to be very self-disciplined because it's so easy to be diverted. There are so many forces working at you that you have to have that self-discipline. Then leaders need to be what I would call have social boldness. They have to be spontaneous risk takers. They usually, not always, but usually are socially aggressive and generally thick-skinned. They're not overly sensitive to comments. They are responsive to others and tend to be high in emotional stamina. How do you think you would rate yourself on that? Are you somebody with thick skin or thin skin? You know, it's a key point, you know, to be aware of. All right, another aspect is self-assurance, self-confidence. Now, self-confidence is very key to the success of any leader. And, you know, self-confidence and resiliency are really common traits among leaders. They tend to be free of guilt and have little or no need for approval. They're generally unaffected by prior mistakes or failures because mistakes and failures is how you learn. It doesn't mean that you go out and deliberately have failures and mistakes, but you learn by the mistakes you make. You know, this is where the word experience is basically you learn by what you have done, not just what you've done right, but what you've done wrong. The hope is that you learn by what you've done wrong and that you don't repeat it. And that's why it is so important, you know, to be constantly looking for how you can enhance your skills, your talents, your interaction with others. You know, leaders tend not to be so much compulsive. They're controlled and very precise in their social interactions. You know, they're what I would say protective of their integrity and reputation. And this makes them to be more socially aware and careful, hopefully abundant in foresight, but also very careful in making decisions or determining specific actions. Leaders lead, and they have to have some strengths and guidelines to fall back on. Another thing that you want to look at from a leader's point of view is intuitiveness. You know, we are in a world that has rapid changes constantly, combined with information overload. Oh, yeah, we know that just by the email alone that we all get. You know, but with information overload results in an inability to know everything. You know, in other words, reasoning and logic will not get you through all situations. In fact, more and more leaders are learning the value of using their intuition and trusting their gut when making decisions. Now, one of the things that's very important, especially if you have employees, but it's actually with any dealing you have with anybody, any interaction, and that is having empathy. Being able to put yourself in the other person's shoes is a key trait of leaders today. Without empathy, you can't build trust. And without trust, you will never be able to get the best effort from your employees. And of course, it helps if you have charisma. People usually perceive leaders as a little bit larger than life. Charisma plays a large part in this perception. Leaders who have charisma are able to arouse strong emotions in their employees, everyone they interact with, but especially by the people that they work with, by defining a vision which unites and captivates them. You know, using this vision, leaders motivate employees to reach towards a future goal by tying the goal to substantial personal rewards and values. The truth of the matter, leaders are rarely, if ever, born. Circumstances and persistence are major components in the development process of any leader. So think about it. If your goal is to become a leader, this is what you want. Work on developing those areas of your personality that you feel are not up to par. For instance, if you have all the basic traits but don't consider yourself very much of a people person, try taking classes or reading books on empathy. In fact, one of the things I recommend to everybody who has to interact with others is the Dale Carnegie course. And if you can't take the Dale Carnegie course, you can at least buy the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. And now they have a new version, How to Win Friends and Influence People in a Digital Economy. The skills and talent of getting along with people is just absolutely key to being a leader. You know, so relating to others, if it comes natural to you, that's fine. But if you have trouble making logical decisions, try learning about tough-mindedness and how to develop more psychological resistance. Just remember, anyone can do anything they put their mind to. All right, let's take a pause for a moment, and let me talk again a little bit about the services that we offer. You know, in a complicated field, not even a complicated field, but a highly competitive environment, especially small businesses today, are concerned with how do you outthink, outsmart, outmaneuver your competition without outspending them. And it can be done. We provide a counseling service, as I said, the advisory time block program for people who don't want to get into a retainer relationship. But it's a way to help people taking our years of experience, and we have well over 50 years of experience. And if you look at our resource network, it's close to 1,000 years of experience that we can pull on, call in, and help our clients, you know, enhance their capabilities. So there are many things that can be done. But again, go to our LinkedIn groups, the four LinkedIn groups I mentioned earlier. Go to our blog, smartmarketingmoves.com. Go to our website, smartmarketinggroup.com. Email us with things that you'd like us to do, like to see, or you'd like to participate in. And you can do that at marketingsmartly, S-M-A-R-T-L-Y, at AOL.com. And if you'd like to talk about me being a speaker or creating a webinar or workshop for you, again, reach out to me at marketingsmartly@AOL.com. All right, let's get back onto this leadership thing. Because leadership, there's many aspects to it that you have to consider. And when we see what's going on in the political scene, as you see on television and the news, there's somewhat a little bit, shall I say, too much emotion and not enough common sense. But emotion is a part of being a leader. You know, if you take a look at the leaders you, let's say the top five leaders you admire most, and they can be from business, social media, politics, technology, the sciences, any field. Doesn't matter. You know, but if you admire them, ask why. Think about it. Why do you admire them? The chances are high that your admiration is based more on their, accomplishments, as impressive as they may be. You know, it wouldn't surprise me that the people that reach you do so on an emotional level. And the ability to reach people in a way that transcends the intellectual and rational manner is the mark of a great leader. They all have it because they all inspire us. It's as simple as that. And when we're inspired, we tap into our best selves and deliver amazing work. So, can this ability to touch and inspire people be learned? Some people say no. Some people say yes. The truth is that not everyone can lead, and there is no substitute for natural talent. Now, honestly, I'm more convinced of this than ever. in reality about the world of work and employee segment. But, you know, for those who fall somewhat short of being a natural born star, which is pretty much most of us, let me underline that, many and most of us, leadership skills can be acquired. They can be honed and perfected. And when this happens, you know, your chances of engaging your talent increases from the time people walk into your culture. You know, let's take a look at tools that allow for talent to shine. One is emotional intelligence. Great leaders understand empathy and have the ability to read people, you know, sometimes unconscious, often unstated, but they can read their needs and desires, and this allows them to speak to these needs and, when at all possible, to try and fulfill them. When people feel they are understood and empathized, something happens. They, respond and build a bond that is just tremendously strong. Another thing as a leader, you know, is continuous learning. You know, show me a know-it-all and I'll show you someone who doesn't have a clue about being human. Curiosity and the insatiable desire to always do better is the mark of a great leader. They're rarely satisfied with the status quo and welcome new knowledge and fresh, even if challenging, input. It's all about investing in yourself. With the technology that is going on today, you don't have to be an expert in social media, but you or some of the other technologies out there. But you have to know enough about where to turn. You have to be educating yourself all the time. You know, it is a constant learning process. The only time you stop learning is when you're dead. But now, while you're alive, be open-minded and hungry to learn, hungry to improve your skills, hungry to communicate better with people. It's a very effective aspect. All right, you know, great leaders respond to each challenge with a fresh eye. And I mean that. They look at things from a different perspective. They know that what worked in one situation may be useless in another. So before you act, make sure you understand the specifics of the situation and tailor your actions accordingly. This is not a cookie-cutter world. You have to look at and say, okay, how do I fit this, my skills, my talent in this situation? Or do I need to pull in somebody who's got more talent and skills than I have, that when doing so, I can still learn from them and continue to grow as a leader? Because you never stop growing. All right, another thing, you know, too many people think about leadership as control, and you got to let go. In fact, great leaders inspire people and then get out of their way. They know that talented people don't need or want hoovering managers. Leadership is about influence, guidance, and support and control, looking for ways to do your job and then get out of the way so that people can do theirs. It is key. But there's also something else that is, I'm somewhat of a cynic about, because I don't see the level of integrity that I am used to when I was growing up. And I think the key to this is it is important to be honest. You know, not a week goes by that we don't hear about a so-called teacher losing credibility, leader losing credibility because he or she was dishonest. Often this is because of pressure and to try and measure up, and it's not coming from a place of being real. So the key to it is honesty is important. It is key. It goes way beyond just, it's an issue that sets an example and elevates an organization. If you have a reputation for honesty, it will be a lot easier to deliver bad news and face tough challenges, because you are then inspiring people from your heart. And if you're not doing that, you're missing the boat. also showing kindness and respect. I'm amazed how many people miss this. I wrote an article recently on the power of courtesy, because it is a great opportunity to outflank and stand out from your competition, because courtesy is not what it used to be. But nice leaders, peoples, don't finish last. They finish first again and again. Ignorance and arrogance are leadership killers. They're also a mark of insecurity. Treating everyone with a basic level of respect is an absolute must trait of leadership. And kindness is the gift that keeps on giving back. Now, of course, there are going to be people who prove they don't deserve respect, and they must be dealt with. Job would be much easier, and you'll have far less impact on your organization if you have a reputation for kindness, honesty, and respect. Now, this is common sense, but unfortunately, common sense is becoming increasingly uncommon. Another thing to look at is collaboration. People's jobs and careers are integral to their lives. The more your organization can make them a partner, the more they will deliver amazing results. Now, this means, to the greatest extent possible, communicating your organization's strategies, goals, challenges, building a buy-in. And again, it's a mark of respect. People won't be blindsided, which is definitely a workplace culture killer, by setbacks if they're in the loop. Partner with your people. People's careers are a big part of their lives, and that seems like a no-brainer. But leaders should have it front and center at all times. Find out what your employees' career goals are. Then do everything you can to help them reach them, even if it means they will eventually leave your organization. You will gain happy, productive employees who will work with passion and commitment and tout your company far and wide. It's an opportunity to brand your greatness. Leadership is both an art and a science, and these tools are guidelines, not rigid rules. Everyone has to develop his or her own individual leadership style, but you got to make these tools a part of your arsenal and make them, use them well, to strive to reach people on an emotional level. Be human. This matters. I know that may seem a little strange, but we all are human, and we want to be treated like humans. Now, as you know, folks, you've heard me talking about in the past, is my love of quotations. Well, I'm going to throw a few at you. One is, leadership is action, not position. Think about that. It's not your title. It's how you fulfill your position. Motivation is key. There's a wonderful quote from Catherine II of Russia. It says, "I praise loudly, I blame softly." A true leader knows, in order to move forward, all the members of their teams need to feel they count. So this is key to you. We're all imbued with the love of praise. Key to it is, understand that we sitting on an ivory tower are not the smart as we think we are. None of us are smart as all of us. Building a team is key, and it makes you look better when you are a team member. I want to thank you. I would hope that you will spread the word about this show, 11 o'clock every Wednesday night, Smart Marketing for Small Business. Tell people about it, and we would appreciate hearing from you on ways that we can enhance the show for you, because it's really, in our mind, is your show. We want this to be something that benefits you. So, marketingsmartly at AOL.com. That's the key word. Marketing smartly, our email address. And we look forward to hearing from you. And as I said, we'd be happy to have you as a guest on the show if you have something you feel based on your experience that you can provide that would benefit our listeners. Thank you, and have a great weekend.